It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Good Lord, are you having a bowel movement or a baby? You know what a hemorrhoid is?
No.
Well, Google it.
Welcome back to the big show. Hey, I want to thank a bunch of people today. I want to thank Dennis at Crazy Jane's Custom Motorcycles in Chantilly. They're open Tuesday through Saturday, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., 703-722-2800 or online at crazyjanes.com.
He rescued you.
Thank you for rescuing me with my flat tire. I appreciate
you
that.
You're a damsel. A damsel in distress.
I want to thank Chipotle Mexican Grill, specializing in fresh, made-to-order gourmet burritos and tacos. Find yours at chipotle.com and tell us your worst song of all time. Do it now.
Please.
Go to MichaelMaraShow.com on the homepage to the right of the photo of the day. We will tabulate all the entries and have the final results this Friday afternoon during BYOB Friday with Scott the Dwarf, who's coming alone. Worst song of all time. Vote now. MichaelMaraShow.com. Beth Ann McBride to the studio, please.
Chop, chop.
Beth Ann.
This is her theme song.
My Princess Beth Ann.
She's riding in on a
Here
horse.
Here she comes floating into the studio like on a cloud of gold.
A cloud of gold.
A cloud of disappointment.
I don't know. It's been a very long day. I had a flat tire today.
I know you did.
Have you been in touch with Scott the Dwarf?
Well,
who wants to come in here all by himself and doesn't want to bring any other little people with him?
Well, we don't know that for sure. He just is out of the office. And the only number I have is...
Do you have his email?
You have his email, his cell, and his office number.
So Scott the Dwarf is scheduled to come in here, but I'd love to get that one guy that's the drummer.
Okay.
Really love to have him.
I hope
on the
he's
show.
Not the one that lives in Connecticut.
Is he the black one?
I don't know.
Yes, I believe so.
A nice fellow.
Very nice guy and has a great attitude for the radio that I'd love to get in here.
Great
really
voice
would.
For the radio.
And how does one craft the email that says to bring all your little friends?
Mike wants more dwarves. idea of buzz babes, beer, and little people running around here
is magic.
Extraordinarily appealing. And in the event I will accept only Scott. And if we only have Scott, we're going to need your dog in here again on Friday.
She already bit Oscar.
She bit Oscar, but you just
Not
got to
really.
Keep her in line.
He's now just healed, and I haven't heard from an attorney.
I would really appreciate it if you would, try to get little
in.
People.
Try to get little people in.
Other than that,
it would be
dog.
Nice if they dressed up.
Very good. Joe Ardinger is coming to the studio, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, yeah, good news.
Yes, Joe.
I'm going to bring my beagle on Friday.
Ah, does your beagle bark?
Howl, anything?
See, your beagle's not going to make a sound, right?
Sometimes. I mean, if I get him riled up, he does.
All right. If he barks, you can bring him in.
Does
That'll
it bark
fun.
If you kick it?
We must have sound.
Oh, yeah.
If you kick it. All right. Let's open up the audio vault.
I'll wear hard shoes.
We have the audio vault today. Rob has been very excited because Mayor Barry is in the audio vault today.
I love me, Mayor Barry.
And Mayor Barry was homeless or went to a homeless shelter. Is that what happened?
It's all explained in the clip, Mike. And
all right.
It's just always nice to hear what's going on in Ward 8.
All right. Let's hear Mayor Barry.
Okay. Here we go.
Last night, former D.C. Mayor and current Councilman Marion Barry gave up the comfort of his own bed to spend the night at one of the city's homeless shelters. He joins us now live outside St. Elizabeth's this morning. First of all, Councilman Barry, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you very much.
And why did you want to do this? What did you want to bring attention to here?
First of all, I want to thank you all for covering this. But you know, sometimes when you're downtown as a legislator or as mayor, you get so comfortable, you get insulated from the reality of what's happening.
Hold on.
Here.
I'm pretty good.
Oh, you're dead on.
You are.
Dead on, Mike.
I don't hear him that often.
Around here, this is heartbreaking to see men.
Yeah. Well, I agree with them there.
Them
I agree.
Who are men of them beaten and broken. Here we are, the richest country in the world.
Uh-huh.
The city has doing very well. And yet we got people like this. They had to get out of here at 7 o'clock in the morning.
Does he go on and on like that?
He's had such a busy summer because not only does he do that, he's been teaching.
Yes.
And also he's all upset about the job program that he founded for teenagers. I think he's going to be mayor again.
I certainly hope so.
We can hope.
All right, now the next one is cut number two. The Today Show sings Chinese opera.
Now you have a Chinese opera clip too. But
this is wonderful. I love it.
Pretty.
And
it's terrifying.
They tried to sing that on the Today Show this morning.
Oh, very nice.
I compete with these folks here. These are performers from the Beijing Opera House who are going to give us and the audience a little singing lesson.
All right, I want to introduce Xiao Xuan, and she is going to teach us how to sing like they do in the opera.
Okay.
So, Xiao Xuan, ni hao.
Ni hao.
Ni hao.
Yes.
The NBC News Department at work, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
You can't kill it.
It was a lot shorter than that, what she did.
Yeah.
You know what we need as a palate cleanser? We need this.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you. Oh, God, that is painful.
And one last item before we shut the vault.
All right.
This is my last clip from the Olympic coverage in Beijing.
I don't think I'm the best thing out there, but I will continue to work hard and prove myself. Don't tell my heart, my achy, breaky heart.
William Hong?
I just don't think you understand.
I'm kidding. He's not really in Beijing. He just wants to tell you that he's still singing.
Hey, you know what we need some more? Seriously, I want to hear some more Pigeon O'Brien.
You want to hear a little Pigeon?
I love Pigeon.
Because Pigeon just wants to be on TV.
Voice.
She really wants to talk like this and talk about how fat I am and how the fact is. You know, I'm telling you, as I hate men.
This has been a theme today. Riel, the alleged mother of the love child, or the mother of the alleged love child, is not a stalker.
Not a stalker.
She's been portrayed as this fatal attraction-like woman who was semi-stalking him, madly in love, delusional, talking bad about his wife.
Hello.
The woman that you claim to know for 20 years. Does that ring true?
Not at all. It couldn't be further from the truth.
Here she comes.
And that's one reason why I'm speaking to people like you.
Tell
it
us,
really
Pigeon.
It really bothers me what they're saying about her. It could not be further from the truth.
Right.
She's a person of tremendous integrity.
Sure.
More so than anyone else I've ever known.
Thank you, Pigeon.
Insistent upon honesty and
Pigeon.
Very open.
Pigeon droppings.
It does not ring true
Pigeon.
That she would ever stalk somebody. They were
the
very mutually
hell
engaged
that.
In this
app.
There you go, Pidge.
Thank you very much. Let's close the audio vault.
Shut
Thank
that
you,
door,
Rob.
Mike.
Wonderful. Wham. That's Pigeon O'Brien, and now our final segment of Buzz Burbank. I love women that talk like that.
Hello. I just want to say that I'm your best friend, and I really want to be on TV as much as possible because, really, she's a good lady.
If you name yourself Pigeon, you're going to talk like that. It's
Absolutely.
The rule. Pigeon O'Mara, Pigeon Elston.
The only Pigeons that I know are the Pigeon sisters from The Odd Couple.
And you know what? That was their last name.
Yes, yeah. The last name. Mm. Not a first name.
That's
Pigeon?
No, bad.
Pigeon's a dirty bird.
Yes.
All right, Buzz, what do you
Flying
have for
rat.
Us?
Flying rat, sure. Mm-hmm. Economy bites. Literally.
Yum.
A new report says nearly a third of new homeowners are already upside down, owing more on their mortgages than their homes are worth.
I can understand that. My house was assessed, and I'm right at that cutting edge myself. Mm. It's very, very scary.
Well, these are mainly homeowners over the last 5 years, home buyers over the last 5 years. In some parts of the country.
And my house is on wheels.
The market value
of
these.
Your house really is upside down.
Yes, it is. Well,
literally.
If you get a tornado.
Sure.
Some parts of the country, the market value of these homes has dropped by one third.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
You know what? I'll tell you, I'm really one of these people. You didn't know that. We haven't talked about it a lot, but I'm actually in that category. I'll show you my assessment. It's pretty amazing.
You're going to be in the homeless shelter with Mayor Barry before
yes.
long.
I'm not sure about that.
Almost time for me and Carrie to pull the trigger and take advantage of all this trouble.
Yes, that's good. I'm glad you scavenger.
Thank you.
Do you love me for me or for my health insurance? The Kaiser Foundation reports an increasing number of Americans are getting married so they can use their spouse's health benefits. A guy who runs a wedding chapel in Kentucky says 1 in 10 couples tell him that's the reason they're getting married.
Just wanted to play it.
You don't have to have a reason for that.
Yeah, I mean, if somebody made that noise, I'll marry him.
I'll stop and listen to that
Big
anytime.
Big disappointment to anyone who gets married to someone in CBS when they get a look at our health care.
Yeah. I slam CBS all the time. I'm not exactly crushed. You use it more than I do because you're, you know, with the family all the time. What is the, you're not happy?
Yeah, we could use a lot better coverage in vision.
Oh, really?
And I'd like to see a lower copay.
Okay.
And by the way, that word is not Pig Latin.
I think their vision coverage, I know I'm very satisfied with my eye care over the years, Joe.
No, this is Rob.
That's Rob.
Terribly sorry.
Get your ears checked.
Kaiser says 7% of the people surveyed say someone in their household is married for health insurance over the last year.
That's very sad.
The New York Times says some couples are even postponing their divorces now so one of them can keep the health insurance.
If only I had.
And yet another report out today says 1 in 4 Americans is postponing seeing a doctor to avoid the extra expense in this tighter economy.
I said, doctor! To relieve the bellyache, I said, doctor!
11% say they've cut back on their meds for the same reason.
Really?
Other signs of the times, in a township of Lake County, Ohio, someone has stolen 40 road signs so far this summer. Speed limit signs, directional signs, and safety signs gone. Some of them have been replaced once, twice, 3 times already.
I know who did it.
Who?
Have a nice f***ing day.
Katie did it.
Yeah. Exactly. I think she's cruel that way.
What do you think her motive would be?
I don't know. What do you think? What's your motive, Katie?
Hey, asshole. Go f*** yourself.
Guess that's all you need.
That's a little harsh. I don't think you need to be that way. Yeah, you think it's funny. I don't think it's funny at all. All right, keep laughing.
So cute.
keep laughing.
Now, when are those people going to know when to yield?
Hey, I'll make you stop laughing. Pam is my friend. There you go.
Worked. Shut it right up. Investigators believe these stolen signs are being sold for scrap metal.
Mm-hmm.
In Panama City, Florida, a woman who didn't have enough cash to pay for her gas gave the clerk $5 and her wedding ring.
I hate stories like this.
She said she'd be back for it.
So sad.
But when she didn't show, the gas station guy, who had no use for the damned ring, called the cops. After the woman borrowed cash from a friend, the cops went away.
Yeah, and then the woman said,
cool, boobs, awesome.
That's what she should have showed him.
Right.
And in Detroit, someone, some monster, stole $50,000 worth of Kraft cookies and crackers.
Yeah, Mike.
That bastard!
Is his name Jim?
Hi.
Everybody say it! I am fat!
How many cookies?
$50,000 worth.
I'm sorry, I hate to do this because I don't like to exploit. Jim? Could you come to the studio, please?
$50,000 worth of cookies and crackers.
Where did it happen?
Well, they were actually stolen from Florida, but they've turned up in Michigan.
All right. Landfill? Come here. Come to the microphone.
Turned up in the stores in the Detroit area. About
something
a dozen.
You'd like to tell us?
You haven't been to Florida recently, have you?
Not in the past 6 months.
Let me see your fingers. Okay. You're clear now. See you later. Thank you very much. Good job on getting the porn today.
Yeah, great job.
You're rapidly becoming very my favorite nice. Intern.
All of us.
I haven't had a favorite intern since I came to the studio.
Never.
No.
That's very good, Lampel. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Carry on.
Although I've got my eye on him, I'm going to bait a mousetrap with a club cracker and see what happens.
See what you know, are we all falling in love with the landfill like
deeply,
Beth Ann?
Passionately.
Yeah, he's a good boy.
I mm-hmm. fell last Friday, as you know.
Yes, I know. He's a good kid. I like him when I see him. It puts
he's
me in a good mood.
He's a good boy.
Yeah. And Drew, incidentally, if we don't get a chance to say goodbye to Drew, Drew's last day is going to be Friday.
So?
I'm going to be drinking beer, and I'm not going to, you know, say goodbye to him.
You know, I don't think he should bother coming in.
You know what I'm going to say? No, he's a good waiter.
Oh, that's true.
He's a very good
very
waiter.
Attentive.
Makes a good drink. Yeah.
Yeah, but I'll forget. I swear to God, I know I'll forget on
I'll
Friday.
I'll remind you.
So, Drew, nice job. You don't need
good
to
job.
Remind me. Good job, Drew. We'll miss you. Thank
Remember,
you.
Drew, the world needs ditch diggers, too.
Thank you, Judge Smales.
These 5 dozen pallets of Nilla wafers and Ritz Bits peanut butter sandwiches.
I love Nilla wafers.
They went missing in April from a shipping yard, in Georgia, not Florida.
Oh, okay.
Turned up at a dozen stores in Detroit.
Well, I won't bring landfill back.
And a once legitimate vendor has some questions to answer now.
Okay.
People need their Nilla wafers, especially in this economy, and gambling, and cigarettes, and booze.
Yeah, I like all those things.
That's why some companies have not suffered at all in this economy.
Harris hasn't.
Exactly. Companies,
baby!
If they run casinos or make alcoholic beverages or snack foods, those companies are doing much better in the stock market than your usual banks and retail companies.
I want to mention this to the fabulous gaming people up in Atlantic City.
Yes.
Just chill out. I'm going to get it to you.
You'll be back.
I'm going to get it to you. No, it's not that I'm coming back.
No, I see.
Just wanted to tell them it's coming. It's in the mail.
It's in the mail.
It's in the mail. I'm working on it.
Sin stocks, they're called.
Anyone stalking you?
No, nobody's
not
stalking
yet.
Me.
Soon. Anheuser-Busch, much to its own surprise, is doing gangbuster sales. Diego PLC, the people who distribute Smirnoff, Johnny Walker, and Captain Morgan are getting along just fine, thank you.
Hey, can you do the captain pose, Rob?
Sure.
Let's see. I want to see Rob
for the radio.
You got to lift the leg up.
Oh, does he have it on?
One knee up. Uh-huh.
Yeah, let's see it. Rob's going to do the Captain Morgan pose.
That's it. That's
you
it.
Like that?
Have you ever met Captain Morgan?
I have.
You have? I have, too. I thought I was going to have that on you.
No, I met him at a commissioner's party, I think.
I met Captain Morgan, too. He was a stain.
Well, they always are.
He was. No,
I
this guy was a real
more
hump.
Than one.
But I'm at, like, a bikini contest.
You're going to spoil it for him, Rob.
And I walked in.
Did you win?
No, he said to me something like this. I said, all right, hey, where's your Captain Morgan? He says, I don't drink. You know, all proud of himself, but he looked like the big doof.
You know what I remember?
Pissed me off. I was ready to knock out Captain Morgan.
I remember he wore a lot of makeup.
Yes, Captain Morgan with his fake beard.
Sin stocks, Cadbury chocolate, business up nearly 7.5%.
Are you a cream egg guy or not?
Yeah, I like them.
You like the Cadbury cream egg?
Sure. I do. I like Cadbury products.
Never been a big fan. Never been a really, really big fan.
Even Philip Morris, makers of Marlboro, say earnings have risen by 23% in the second quarter.
I'll have one of those
Are
tonight.
You well?
I'll have one tonight.
Now, this is Just interesting. One. With more people working at home via computer comes a new kind of worry. Nearly half of those surveyed say their company does offer telecommuting, but fewer than a third of those workers take advantage.
What did you tell me yesterday when we were having that discussion as far as our speeds here?
What's about internet speed?
Yeah, what
all
is
about
the speed?
Korea.
That which takes, I hope I remember this correctly, and I think I have it right, that which takes 2.5 hours to download in the United States, like you were downloading a movie, for example.
Right.
Legally.
In South Korea, 4 minutes.
Yeah.
We have some of the slowest internet service in the world.
You see,
in this
that's not what I took away from that. I thought Koreans just had shorter movies.
Shut up. That was funny. I'm giving him the laugh track. I'm not giving him the rim shot there. Thank you, Michael Phelps.
Oh, shut up.
God.
People, you're quiet now. He's stupid.
People who don't take advantage of their employer's offer to telecommute or work at home cite among their reasons a lack of face time with the boss. They're afraid their coworkers and their boss back at the office will think they're slackers.
I think that makes total sense. I mean, I think that's all what it's about. Bottom line is there are rules that they have in the corporate world. And that's, you know, you can't change those. If you're going to be in your pajamas and thinking you're going to move up with the guy that's next door to the office or the boss, you're screwed.
See, well, that's where we're lucky. We can come to work basically in our pajamas.
In this business, we can.
We must change that. Mm-hmm. There are now more than 33,000 people on the waiting list for the new electric car. General Motors Volt rolls off assembly lines 2 years from now, at least 10,000 of them do, leaving, 23,000 people on the waiting list at a price of $31,000. And Sacramento is the proud home of the first cow manure-powered amusement ride. PG&E is using the methane to run a train for children at the state fair in Sacramento. Now, finally, you've heard, of course, about the idiot known as Mr. Unstable who got himself and his boss and other folks fired from a Burger King in Ohio because of the YouTube video of him bathing in the restaurant's kitchen sink.
I saw this.
Yeah, it's bad news.
Owner says the sink's been sanitized and the utensils replaced.
Made me laugh. I couldn't help
it. Sure.
There are places you just shouldn't disrobe, like a Waffle House in Niceville, Florida. A local drunk has been arrested there for trying to change his clothes in the middle of the restaurant. But as he told the arresting officers, you know how I am when I drink.
Yeah.
Touché.
Works for me.
But today's winner is the Sioux Falls man arrested over the weekend after he walked out of a strip club, dropped his pants, laid down in the grass, and started pleasuring himself.
I knew that was coming.
An employee went outside at about 1 a.m. to find a crowd of people watching.
Well, he had a good show.
And quoting the cop, they were laughing.
I am now.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thank you very much, Buzz. We want to thank David Carradine.
Yeah.
What a great chat we had with him.
Really?
The Spike TV movie is Kung Fu Killer, a two-part miniseries. That airs this Sunday and Monday night at 10 on Spike in HD. Check your local listings. Also, thanks to Kate Brennan. Her book is In His Sights, A True Story of Love and Obsession. You can get that at Borders, Amazon, all those other good places. Don't forget, we've got our Worst Song of All Time contest. Tell us yours now at MikeOMaraShow.com. It's right to the right of the photo of the day. We'll be talking all about that on BYOB Friday. The executive producer of the Mike O'Mara Show is Beth Ann McBride. Our in-studio producer is Rob Spiewak, and our phone screener is Joe Ardinger. The show comes to you from the studios of WJFK FM in Fairfax, Virginia, and it's heard exclusively on the Westwood One Radio Network. For Beth Ann, Rob, and Buzz Burbank, this is Mike O'Mara with the
Home of the Day.
Hooray. Here we go. A super show, wire to wire. Kudos, fellas, you're on fire. Effing A, Carradine, I like your style. When it comes to F-bombs, you go the extra mile. See you Thursday, cell phone users. More fun and thrills with winners and losers. We'll bring the microphones, you bring the ears. And don't forget Friday, we'll all drink some beers.
Yay!
Thanks, everybody. Good night. We'll see you tomorrow.
Good night.
Okay.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.